Shalom Aleichem, a good Erev Shabbos Tzav. In Mishnah Yomi today, we are in chapter 10 of Nedarim. Mishnah Vav, Shomeret Yavam, a woman awaiting Yibum. Recall from Yavamot, her husband passed away. There are no children, but there are surviving brothers. So she is awaiting action by the brothers, either to marry her in Yibum or to perform Halitza to release her to marry someone else. So a woman in such a situation, bein li yavam echad, whether there's one surviving brother, bein li shnei yivmin, or there are two or more surviving brothers, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Rabbi Eliezer says, yafer, he can annul the vow. Now, the Gemara explains, and the Bartner here brings some of the stipulations made in the Gemara. This is where one of the brothers stepped up and performed ma'amar. Now, we went into great detail in Masechet Yevamot. There's a whole perek, a whole chapter basically about Ma'amar. Ma'amar is the rabbinical equivalent of Kiddushin. It's sort of the first stage of marriage for a Yibum-type marriage. Now, really, the marriage started when she married the first brother, who is now deceased. But when one of the surviving brothers does a Ma'amar, gives her a ring, gives her some money, it's basically a promise that he will marry her in Yibum. Now, Rabbi Eliezer's opinion is that Ma'amar is a very powerful kinyan, and it's basically as powerful as a real kiddushin in a real original marriage context. So we're also dealing with a situation where it's a nara, a young woman who has a father. So the father and the yavam, the brother who performed a Ma'amar, can, according to Rabbi Eliezer, annul her vows, just like the father could get together with an actual husband who did Kiddushin to annul the vows during that engagement period, post-Kiddushin and pre-Chuppah. Rabbi Hoshua, man, Rabbi Hoshua disagrees. He says, le'echad, only with one surviving brother, of a lowly shnayim, not where there are two or more brothers. There's a specific brother who might annul her vow when he becomes her husband in Yibam. Rabbi Akiva, Omer, a third opinion, lo le'echad, lo Lishnayim, not one brother, not two or more brothers. The brothers who are surviving the deceased original husband may not annul vows. I'm Rabbi Eliezer, so Rabbi Eliezer defends his opinion. Ma im isha, what about a normal wife, shekanahu la'atzmo, a husband chose for himself to marry, harei hu mefer nidareha, he is entitled, you know, in cooperation with the father to annul her vows after kiddushin. Isha shehikna lo min shamayim, a wife that was given to him from heaven. Understandably, his brother did the marriage and unfortunately passed away. So it's basically min shamayim that this mitzvah has come to his hands. Einu din sheyafrid nidareha, should not it not be logical that he may annul her vows? Amar lo Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva responds, lo, that's not the case. Im amarta beisha shekona lehu la'atzmo, if we say that a husband who chose the wife for himself, it's the original marriage, that he can annul vows. She'ein la'acherim ba'reshut. There's no other men who have any sort of connection, any sort of marital possibility with this woman. After engagement, after kiddushin, she's a married woman. Tomar, could you say the same thing, that the same rights exist? Be'isha she'hikna lona shemayim, with this woman who, it's min shemayim that the original husband passed away with no children. She'eish la'acherim ba'reshut. But there are other people who possibly could perform Yibam or Chalitza. Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua, so Rabbi Yeshua steps in to defend his own opinion. Akiva, devarecha b'shnei yivamin. He says, Akiva, your words are logical and make sense when there are two or more surviving brothers. Mata meshiv al yavamechad. But what would you answer when there's only one? Since, of course, Rabbi Yeshua's opinion was when there's one surviving brother, he could annul nedarim. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva says, eina yavam gemura. The relationship of a Yavama to the surviving brother is not complete. It's not gemur, liyavam to the yavam, kishem sharusa gemur lisha. Like an engaged woman is to the arus, the man who did kiddushin in the original marriage. The Gemara explains his logic. If there is marital infidelity after kiddushin, then there's a death penalty. Whereas if there is, you know, a woman who's awaiting a shomeret yavam, she's awaiting for a yibam or chalitza, and she is with someone else, that's a less severe punishment. Let's go on to Mishnah Zayin. Ha'omer le'ishto, a man says to his wife, kol nedarim shetiduri, any vows that you will vow, mikon od she'avu mekomploni, from now until I come back from a certain trip, Hare Hen Kayamim, they are upheld. So he wants the vows to happen. Lo Amar Klum, he has not said anything. This is not a legally binding statement. The Mefarshim say there might be some vows he does want, some he doesn't want. So to make a blanket approval in advance, he cannot do. Hare Hen Mufarin, behold, they will be annulled. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Mufar. Rabbi Eliezer says, yes, they are annulled. He could make a blanket annulment in advance. The Chachamim Amrim, the other sages say, Eino Mufar. He may not annul them in advance. Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer defends his opinion. Im Hafer Nedarim Shebao Lekol Iser. If a husband may annul vows that have come into the category of being forbidden, meaning they've taken effect, as in she's already said them, Lo Yafer Nedarim Shelo Ba'o LeKlal Iser, is it not logical he may annul vows that have not yet come into effect, that have not yet created any sort of restrictions on her? So he's saying logically it's easier to, you know, prevent yourself from getting into trouble than to get into trouble and get out of it, and yet the Torah gives the husband the power to annul and revoke a vow after it's made, so certainly he could do so in advance. Amru lo, the other sages responded to Rabbi Eliezer, Harehu Omer, behold, it says, meaning it says a verse in the Torah, Isha yikimenu ve'isha yifarenu. When he's talking about Nedarim in Bamidbar chapter 30, it says her husband can yikayim, meaning approve and uphold, and her husband may cancel. So these things are connected. So they explain, et shebolikol hakem, a neder that's come to the situation where it can be approved, meaning the neder was made, and now the husband hears about it and has the chance to approve it. Bo leklal hafer, it's now come into the situation where it can be negated and annulled and revoked. Lo ba leklal hakem, if the vow is not yet subject to being upheld, you know, doesn't exist yet, was never said yet, lo ba leklal hafer, the husband also does not yet have the power to annul it. So they would agree, logically, to Rabbi Eliezer, but since there is a verse in the Torah, a pasuk, that links Yekamenu and Yefarenu, so they have to have the same parameters. Yashar Kochachem, Shabbat Shalom.